To say that Koreans love kimchi is to make a startling understatement. The spicy vegetable dish, usually made of fermented cabbage, red peppers, and garlic, takes up entire sections of grocery stores. Traveling businessmen carry it abroad in their suitcases for fear of doing without, and any student of history knows that clay pots full of the stuff kept the Korean people alive for centuries during harsh winter seasons. So, when South Koreans prepared to send astronaut Lee So-yeon to the International Space Station for at least 10 days, some asked whether any Korean could manage without kimchi for that long. Kim Sung-soo is a senior engineer at the Korea Food Research Institute near Seoul. For him, the answer to that question is clear.
Lee So-yeon will not survive in space without kimchi. Koreans need to eat kimchi every day in order to sustain their health. She'll have all kinds of problems in space without it.
But Kim points out taking kimchi into orbit is no simple matter. The dish gets much of its flavor and nutritional value from fermentation, that age-old bacterial process that makes bread rise and gives beer its bubbles can create a series of dangers in the tightly controlled environment of a space voyage. That is why the Russian Space Agency strictly limits the amount of live bacteria that can be brought on board. Kim has spent most of the last 2 years in the laboratory making kimchi ready for space. His team starts by irradiating and slightly cooking regular kimchi to reduce bacteria. Then the dish is frozen and rapidly dehydrated in giant appliances in an industrial facility next door. Finally, it is cut into little cubes that look like biscuits, then vacuum sealed into plastic bags. Astronauts can cut right into the bags and add water, rehydrating the cabbage and spices. Then it is ready to eat, right out of the plastic.
Very good.
Astronaut Yi will have more than just kimchi to sustain her energy. Kim's team has perfected vacuum-sealed versions of Korean soybean curd soup, ginseng tea, and steamed rice, made a little extra sticky so the grains do not fly off in weightlessness, potentially clogging up equipment. The items are already packaged and ready to ship to the launch site in Russia. Yi plans to host her fellow space explorers at a Korean dinner in orbit. For that reason, Kim's team engineered the kimchi to be a bit less fragrant than the version back on Earth. Kim says his research will have plenty of practical relevance long after Yi has returned home from orbit.
We had to meet strict hygiene standards to develop this food. That research will make our whole food industry safer. Also, we expect to sell a lot of this vacuum-packed food, not just as commemorative items, but also as emergency food that can travel very well.
For South Koreans, space kimchi clearly strikes a note of nationalism, perhaps as much as the space launch itself. Many average Koreans say they hope this moment in the spotlight will help their favorite food become even more famous, and maybe end up on tables around the world. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.